episode 102 of Cracking the Spine. I'm Zane.
I'm next. I'm Josh.
I'm Sean, and we're here in the soon-to-be no longer Cracking the Spine studios.
Headquarters.
Yeah.
Well, how are we going to move the giant helipad with a CS on it? Cracking the Spine. CTS.
I'm building a new one at my new house.
Thank God. Zane's moving.
I'm moving.
So the show's moving.
Yeah.
Which explains the week delay from
Sorry.
Last week. Actually, that's not true at all. The week delay was 100% my fault.
Well, they wouldn't have ever
known.
It's
my fault.
I know, I'm just saying.
We could have just lied to them and they would have accepted the lie.
Well, any of what I'm saying right now could be a lie.
Except for what you just said, which was the truth.
Unless it's a lie.
One of you tells a lie, the other one says, I don't know. It's from that movie, The Labyrinth.
I saw that movie with David Bowie.
David Bowie. Did I ever tell you guys the story of my German teacher in high school who insisted it was pronounced David Bowie?
No, is that correct?
And we were like, I'm pretty sure it's David Bowie. And she got so mad at us and she said, it's my generation, I know.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Where did you go to high school?
I don't want to say.
Okay.
Dipshit High.
Dipshit High.
Camp Onawana?
I went to high school in my town.
Okay.
Where I went.
Okay. You're usually not very reserved with your past details.
Well, that's...
Well, good thing we're harping on it now.
Yeah. I agree, Zane. Weren't you in band?
I was in band.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it was okay.
Whoa.
Didn't
it?
You drink
a good start to
poop
the show.
Once?
Not on purpose, and we're not sure.
Jesus.
It probably
fucking
wasn't.
Great.
It was probably
episode
just stagnant.
102, ladies and gentlemen. The
gloves
fuck
are
is
off.
Going on?
Finally, we're getting to the meat of the show
tonight on a very special Cracking the Spot.
Sean and Josh attempt to eviscerate each other.
We're burning Zane's house down because she's not living here anymore.
I'm still living in it.
We're taking the helipad with us. Who gets it in the divorce?
No, I never drank poop.
Yeah, I don't think it was.
I'd like for that to go on the record.
I spit it out.
Please. Oh my god.
I did!
How would somebody
oh
put poop
god.
Inside of a bottle anyway? That doesn't make any sense.
I don't want to do anything more with this story.
Is
just
anyone
leave it
reading?
As is. Yes! In fact, before we started, when I told you guys I have show news.
Oh yeah.
My news is I'm in fact reading two books.
Oh, that's
fuck
my show
you.
News.
Fuck you.
Oh man, now we're back to him being
that's
good
not
at
show
reading.
News.
So yeah. I gave up on the Mistborn, the Brandon
it.
Sanderson. Yeah, not because it wasn't good. In fact, it was
because
quite good.
The character was too much like you.
Probably.
Honestly, I'm not even sure if I met that character because I only read like 60 pages of it, but I had it for a really long time from the library, and I realized that I wasn't going to read it in any kind of great hurry, so I just sent it back to the library. I didn't send it back. I took it back to the library.
You had your runner bring
yes.
it back to... You had your page.
I had my valet.
You had my valet.
To, yeah. Back to the library for me. And I checked out a book that I'm reading, and I had a friend from my old job send me a copy of another book that I'm reading. Would you like to know what they are?
Yes.
That's part of
one
this
is a work
of
fiction,
it.
One is a work of nonfiction. Ugh, which would you like right. to hear about first?
This fucking preamble,
this
yes.
is painful.
No, it was an either or.
Yes.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys are super interested. So,
fiction first, please.
Okay, this one is right up Josh's alley. I think Josh will be very happy to know that I am reading the novelization of The Last Jedi.
Okay. Well, what is in it that isn't in the movie? Anything?
I'm just the part where... can I spoil the movie? That's
yeah,
okay,
it's fine.
Right?
It's been a year.
I'm just the part where...
Zane, have you seen it?
Yeah.
Did you watch it, then the one I gave you?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Rose and Finn have just freed the Fathiers on Canto Bight. The
running
the,
animals.
The horses. They freed the
horses
and
yeah.
set them wild, like set them free. And Benicio del Toro came along and took them away. Like, that's where I am.
Yeah.
So far, the only thing extra that I've found is on the planet Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, I don't know what the name of that planet is.
With the old ladies.
Not Tython.
There's a point where Luke says to Rey, Rey sees, like, boats coming towards the island.
Mm-hmm.
And Rey's like, what is that going on over there, Mr. Skywalker?
That's a pretty good Rey.
And Luke says, those are some raiders that come and
take stuff from the old ladies that take care of my stone house.
And Ray's like, but Mr. Skywalker, we can't let that happen, can we, innit? And he's like,
I let it happen all the time because I'm Luke Skywalker and I'm over it.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes off, like, charging to save the day from the raiders that are going to hurt the nuns. But it turns out it's not really that. They're just having a party.
That's a deleted scene.
Is that
in the yeah, and she has the lightsaber in the scene, like, ready to go.
Yeah.
And then she busts in, and the nuns all, like, record scratch, goes, and then the nuns turn around.
Does that actually happen?
There's no record scratch, like...
Because it really looked like... Yeah. You did DJ hands, and in my mind, I could actually see, it feels more like a George Lucas thing, like, they actually have, like... The nuns cutting it up on the ones and twos.
Well, they're playing music, and then they stop.
Okay,
and they all turn around to look at her, and she's got the lightsaber like up, like ready to go.
Yeah.
And she just goes and like waves it, and they go yeah, and they all start partying again.
That's in the book, in the novel. So that's the only extra thing I've gotten to so far that I remember. Because honestly, I've only seen the movie once in the theater. Like I haven't had a second.
Oh, I have to give it to you.
It's an annoying.
I mean, loan it to you legally, like friends do.
Yes, I will borrow that copy that you will loan to me as a friend.
And I bought it.
And the other book that I'm reading. Wow,
man! I wish I could just like. We should just get a microphone for. They call it the Psy Mic, and it's just.
I'm reading A Higher Loyalty by James Comey.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Comey is my homie.
So, not to name drop, but his editor was a friend of mine when I worked for that publisher.
So basically, you mouth kissed James Comey.
That's
what I'm hearing.
I was in the lobby when James Comey was at some point in the, pre-publication.
Really?
I don't know if it was the day he was signing the contract. I don't know. He's in New York a lot, and I used to go to New York, and it's a building.
New York's a city,
and,
but okay.
Well, no, I mean where the publisher is a building.
Sure.
And you have to go to the lobby to go anywhere in the building.
That's the first place
and
you go.
James Comey stands out because James Comey's
he's like six nine.
He's 6'8".
I heard he was 69.
He was surrounded by a lot of bodyguards and security and stuff.
69ing?
I don't think so.
They were just standing 69ing.
I probably wouldn't notice.
I will tell you. Spoiler alert about James Comey.
Okay.
So his the imprint that he published with, which is Flatiron, is on the second floor of the Flatiron building, a 20-story building that McMillan leases the entirety of.
McMillan and wife.
So it's lobby and then second floor.
Uh-huh.
James Comey took the elevator. He did not walk up that one flight of stairs.
I wouldn't either.
Hmm.
Why would anybody do that? It's New York City. You don't walk up steps in New York City. You take fucking elevators.
Did you ever see Ghostbusters?
Yeah, they had to.
Where do these stairs go? They go up, and then they walked up them, and it was New York City.
They walk up 20 flights of steps.
I'm just saying. I stood in the room with James Comey. And now I'm reading his book.
How is the book?
It's okay.
Did you find out any secrets yet?
The thing is, everything that's revelatory in the book has already been exposed.
Yeah,
I want to read his full version of it.
Yeah.
My issue with it is it's only about 300 pages.
Well, I'm very wary of books that come out in historical times that we live in right now. That come out during the thing, because as a lover of history, that's not how history works. That book will be used to gauge what really happened truthfully, hopefully in historical terms.
Right.
But that book itself doesn't have anything in it because he's not really allowed to say that the crazy shit, right? He's not gonna be oh, and then one time, here's what this crazy thing happened with Donald Trump.
Well, he does. I mean, there is a really interesting story, and it's probably not a spoiler because he's been saying it in a lot of the interviews that he's giving, where he had a meeting with the president, President Donald Trump.
Ugh.
Get your brain around that again. Where the president said to him, I need you to do me a favor.
Mm-hmm.
This was before the investigation, before the Mueller thing. He said, I need you to do me a favor. I need you to tell me so I can tell my wife with 100% certainty that there is no pee tape.
The pee-pee tape.
If there's even a 1% chance of it, I need to know.
Yeah, I saw the interview.
And Comey's like, 1%. Comey in the book is like, if you ask me if there's a 1% chance of there being a pee tape to tell my wife about,
right.
I could tell you
that my wife
no,
would,
there
yeah.
isn't. I wouldn't need the FBI to look into it.
Right.
Also, you know, he says, also, Mr. President, like, you know, if I'm doing this, then the story is that I'm investigating you. I'm investigating Donald Trump to see if there is this story.
Right.
Like, it's just interesting to me that, like, he's so, like, aware of the moment. Like, if you're asking him to do that, if there is, you know, could you eliminate even the possibility? Like, the follow-up question would be like, sir, couldn't you?
Yeah.
But these are the things that, like, real-life smart people who have two brain cells, like, can think about, like, here are the repercussions of this question.
Right.
Here is what happens
they
if I...
They understand the phrase, like, self-incriminating.
Right. And like, Trump doesn't think, like, not to get in this whole thing, but he doesn't think like that. He just needs the lie to
he's
be
believed.
He's
stimulus response. Yeah. He's just stimulus response.
Yeah. He's a fucking...
So anyway, I'm reading two books. Show news. Go me.
Oh,
woo!
Well,
Dave, what are you reading?
That was like 11 minutes.
I am almost finished.
Well, some of that was you scorching me. So you're almost finished sneezing?
Yeah.
Bless you.
I'm done.
What were you reading?
I just said it.
I
know, you guys are talking about
it. I'm sorry.
Sigh, Mike.
What a shame.
I'll hold the show up until you say it again.
I'm almost finished the fifth season by N.K. Jemisin. It's
but there's
really
only
good.
Four.
I'm listening, Zane. Oh, he gets a smug little, oh, you cutie, you.
I love John.
Yay! I'm the best one!
He's my baby.
Fucking shit. All right, so go on and talk about your stupid book some more.
It's
Josh
fine.
Is listening.
It's good.
I'm right. What's it?
It's a series, and I'd like to keep reading them.
Is it the fantasy one?
Mm-hmm. It's really
you were
good.
Reading it last time, right?
Yeah.
You've been reading it for like
I've
the past
been reading
seven
for a while.
Times.
Listen, I'm also moving.
Yeah, I'm also moving too,
and
which is why
jobs,
I haven't read.
So.
I'm moving, you know, stocks and bonds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys like to move?
No,
like,
nobody
like,
likes to
do
move.
Do you like to move it, move it?
Yes, I do like that.
Like to move it, move it. Do you like to move it, you know, from that Madagascar movie?
No, I'm thinking more like from like middle school dances that I went to.
Yeah, Madagascar themed.
No, I wasn't in middle
school.
Yeah. Do you want to ask where I went to middle school next?
I know you went to middle school.
Do you?
Madagascar middle.
Double
M. Fighting
lemurs. We're small, but we'll bite you maybe. I don't know. What do lemurs do?
So
we're
Josh,
primates.
I take it you're not reading.
He's no.
I heard him because I love him. He's my baby.
Yeah, I'm the best one.
He just said he's moving too, which is why he hasn't read
yeah,
anything.
I'm moving. So I didn't
he's
have
moving
time.
I wasn't sure if he was making a joke or if he was being serious.
That's my whole life. Welcome to me. I have been busy.
As Senator John McCain once said, welcome to the party, pal.
Senator John McCain
in
did say that in Die Hard. Bill Clay. That's like the best impression I can do.
Shoot the glass.
She's in defense to.
Seems like a good place to take a break.
I think so. Welcome on back, y'all, to episode 102 of Cracking the Spine. It's a hoedown. My name's Sean, Cowboy Sean.
I'm Zane.
Cowgirl Zane, yeah!
And I'm Cowgirl Josh.
Back to the stables with you, Josh.
Put you out the pasture.
I'm just kidding, guys. It's not a hoedown. It's just a regular episode of Cracking the Spine. Yeah.
These people looking for German finance advice are going to be really confused.
Ich bin ein Deutschmark.
You're a Deutschmark.
German mark.
It wouldn't be ein, though. Do you know that story?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Great. So, we got a suggestion from a listener for this week.
Yay!
From
yes.
Amy Rhodes, Amy Rhodes, right?
Amy, yeah.
Yeah, Amy, who's been a long-time listener. Actually, Amy has been on since almost the beginning of the show.
Yeah,
so thanks for listening, Amy.
Woo, 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 woo!
Whoa.
It's the lamest klaxon you've ever done, bro.
I don't know. I've heard you do them, Sean.
It's my sexy klaxon.
No, my klaxons, I said you've ever done to Josh. Not that it has ever been done. I know I can't do a klaxon, but that wasn't even an attempt.
I'm switching it up. I'm switching it up.
I'm stealing your bit.
I'm like Slurms McKenzie. I'm so
pussy. I'm like Carlos Mencia.
Start doing like a foghorn one. Yeah.
That's more sad,
that's
though.
A terrible foghorn. It was more like Jimmy Durante.
It's like Kill Bill.
The fuck is I was trying out some new sound effects for you, Amy.
Yeah.
But you wrote in with
a bunch of suggestions.
Yeah. And
they're
some
all
of them
really
good.
Also, thank you for doing that.
All of them are good.
Yes, all of them are good.
Nothing. Keep going.
Was it my fuck up?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but no.
Oh.
No, it wasn't.
Go!
Okay. And one of her suggestions was that we talk about book merchandise. The good, the bad, and the ugly / useless.
Mm-hmm. That's why you did the cowboy thing.
Yeah.
Because the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Exactly right.
I knew there was a reason that
we
I didn't
it all together.
Just...
No, I mean, Josh gets on my level of, like, third level thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very tertiary thinking.
And I take the stairs. I don't take the elevator to the third level.
Mm.
Did you really? What floor did you work on?
13.
They didn't have a 13, did they? Did they call it 13?
Yeah, it was 13. There was a 13 on the elevator.
That shit was haunted as fuck.
I had to walk up those stairs once after a fire drill, too.
No, man.
Yeah, no.
Did you take the stairs every day?
No.
I would never. I would never take the stairs.
So, book merchandise, I think natural fits are the books that have become big licensees in terms of, like, movies.
Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The elephant in the room is Zane.
Harry Potter.
Yeah. I don't think that there's any book series in the world that has more merchandise, except for maybe the Bible.
It's like the Star Wars of books in terms of merchandising, right?
Yeah, okay.
I would, because I can't think of another book.
I feel like Star Wars is the Star Wars of books.
No, but yeah.
You know, but Star Wars is more
I know what you
the
mean.
Movies
yeah, but
first,
I get
then,
it. I get
know.
It.
I mean, there's an argument to be made for the Marvel thing.
Yeah,
yeah,
but that's based more on...
I mean, I'm thinking of Lord of the Rings, too,
yeah,
but because of the film franchises.
Yeah.
But the Lord of the Rings is somewhat limited because there's only three films. I mean, if you count The Hobbit...
You don't count
which
The Hobbit?
Not...
Well, The Hobbit didn't really have any successful merchandise. Like, it. Nobody bought, like...
Angry heroin addict Bilbo?
Yeah, like... You know, there's a million... I have a lot of swag from the
Lord
original
of the
trilogy. Yeah.
What do you have?
I have Argonauth bookends. I have a Gollum
that's
statue.
Cool.
What's that?
The bookends.
They are
I don't know those. I don't think I've seen them. Where are they and when do you go to sleep at night?
They're at your high school. Where you went to high school.
But the password is the name of the high school.
Oh, that's the only way I can get it. But I have to say it now.
Mm-hmm.
Bello. I have a Sting letter opener.
Yeah, you do.
It was
that's
a gift.
Cool.
I have...
From me. It was a gift from me.
I have Gimli's axe.
And my axe!
That's like a full, like full size. Like
is it
like
heavy, big?
Yeah.
How much was that? Do you mind saying?
I don't know because it was a... gift to me when I was a best man in a wedding.
Yo, first of all, that's a dope gift for a wedding and a best man gift. Second of all, give it to me.
In fairness, I was the best man in my brother-in-law's wedding, and he was my best man first. And you guys know my Chris.
Yeah.
And my gift to him was the Witch King's sword.
Oh my fuck!
So, because
you guys don't have a fucking party, I'm serious.
Because that
sounds great.
That fits him, and he got me Gimli's axe. I also have Saruman's staff.
I do see this one a lot.
I have an Ent tattoo. Does that count as merchandise?
Sure.
Okay. And that might be it. That might be it for my Lord of the Rings collection.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't think I have anything from Lord of the Rings.
No, I'm forgetting something because I bought the three box sets from Blockbuster for pre-orders. I'm serious.
Well, what about you have like art books and stuff?
Oh yeah.
Oh god, yeah. No, yeah. I have yeah for
that counts. I think.
Is that right?
Yeah, it would count.
Like the art from the movies. So yeah, and stuff, so
I have,
absolutely.
I
counts.
Have the art of all three films,
and you have the Hobbit book too.
And I have the art of the Hobbit, and I have the maps, and mm-hmm. I have a great collection of the maps.
Do you have his silver spoons?
No.
That what's her name tries to steal?
Ricky Schroeder.
Jesus Christ.
He was on Silver Spoon.
Uh-huh. I know.
Yeah.
What's her name? Like, something like, Baggins.
Lobelia.
Lobelia.
Yeah, no, I did not get the spoons.
Sackville Baggins.
Lobelia Sackville Baggins spoon set. But it's on the list.
You should make that.
Zane, what do you have? What's your Harry Potter collection like?
Oh my god.
Oh boy.
Extensive. We have two amazing. Awesome things that actually, somebody yeah, really cool gave
sincerely,
you.
Sincerely, the two coolest pieces I have is Josh got me the Elder Wand, and he also got me a Time Turner.
Uh-huh. And what's the second most awesome piece you have?
I have a lot of artwork
uh-huh.
that you got me.
Mm-hmm. What did you get this past year for Christmas that
I
was super
that
awesome?
Awesome stationery set.
Oh,
with
that is
wax.
Cool, though.
Yeah. Wax. Yeah, yeah.
That is awesome.
It's awesome.
I love that stuff. I love the like when you melt like the wax and you do the
yeah.
stamp on it.
It's super cool. And it has like the Deathly Hallows on it and everything. It's
yeah.
super rad.
Waiting for my letter anytime now.
Well, you have to, you know.
Thank you, Note.
Your Hogwarts letter?
No, thank you, Note.
You're a little
no.
old
for. You don't want to go to Hogwarts?
I have.
What? I wouldn't want to go to Hogwarts.
You're
Let's
fucking
see.
Crazy.
I have a lot of clothing, ties, and hats.
Oh, you have a
Gryffindor scarves.
You have a what you
like
call
that.
A hat?
I do have a sorting hat,
which
yeah.
I wore to medieval times one time.
Like
and
a wearable one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it wouldn't fit your head.
Nothing fits my head.
It's actually, it's technically, it's not really supposed to be a hat. It's technically a hand puppet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gryffindor!
But you can wear it.
Not Slytherin, eh?
Let's see. I have a ton of different books. I have like the, I have a recipe book.
What can you make?
I have
in
a lot
it?
Of different art books.
Do you have any journals?
Is that a trick question? I feel like.
Do you have any journals
no.
by?
I do not have any journals.
What's his name?
Oh, like Tom Riddle's diary.
Tom Riddle, yeah.
I do not have Tom Riddle's diary.
I kind of like themed, like this blank book that you keep your notes in for the show, but like themed Harry Potter.
No, I don't
okay.
have that.
I like these. Like, I don't like here. I guess this would fit under the.
This is like
the
a
bad.
Moleskine journal that I keep.
Yeah, the sorry, they can't see it.
It's the black Moleskine journal.
I like when journals like this are blank and on
the
script.
Oh, and there's no lined.
No, no. I mean, like on the front. Like, I don't like when there's like
stuff
on it
yeah.
and stuff. So I don't
that.
Ever like getting stuff like that.
Would that be one of the useless like
yeah,
because
like,
Harry
what
Potter
am I gonna,
themed journal?
Like, what am I gonna write in?
Yeah,
it,
well,
right?
at some point you start to like. I like. Harry Potter stuff.
Right.
And at some point it starts to feel like pandering.
It's,
you know,
it's like
you're going,
you're going
to the well too often.
You
yeah.
like journals
mm-hmm.
and also
right.
you like Harry Potter. Here's some Harry Potter crap stamped on all of your
yeah.
stuff. You know, and it's like, I don't, I guess
I
don't
I
need
she's talking
Harry
about
Potter.
The thing I got her. She's talking about this.
No, no, it's just in general, like you start to feel, especially with something like Harry Potter where it's like.
I thought it was thoughtful.
On everything.
Well, that's what I mean. Like,
you know,
I could
like,
just imagine.
I can get, like,
yeah.
Harry Potter, like, mac and cheese.
Right.
You it's know,
Star-
like, at some point, it's like.
Well, it's when Star
a
Wars
lot of
came
Harry
back.
Potter
oh,
stuff.
Shit, that's the other thing I have. I have the Fellowship of the Ring Burger King glasses.
What?
I do.
What is that even. What do those words mean?
So,
can you explain this?
Yeah. So.
Like drinking glasses.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, glasses.
Yes.
No.
Yeah,
so I
did the same
yeah.
thing.
It was
like,
a set of four goblets.
Are they 3D glasses?
Oh, dude, you would, Josh, you would love these.
Well,
they're
good
goblets.
Thing I've ever been
like,
offered to drink
getting,
out of
like
them.
Like a thin. You know what a goblet looks like? Like, the bottom
yeah.
part is thin, and then there's, like, a bowl.
Yeah.
But, underneath, there's this like rubber plastic piece that fits over it
mm-hmm.
that has an LED light in it. That when you turn it on, the stem of the glasses are made up of like rings that lock like this. And
yeah.
the way the glass is cut, when you turn the LED light on, like it shines up through it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I would drink all my copious alcohols from that.
I don't think we brought them out in a while. I have them still.
You're saving them for like when Lobelia Sackville Baggins is away.
When she brings me the spoons.
Yeah, she brings. Is you're holding them hostage for spoons? I'm trying to think of like the stupidest thing I own from like any franchise. I own a shitload of Star Wars stuff.
You do.
Like
you
a shitload.
You have that awesome what was it the Jedi or the Sith one that like you push the button
one.
And like open like
the holocron,
yeah.
And the book comes out.
Yeah, yeah.
I have the Sith one. Somebody we know had the Jedi one.
Okay. Also, I feel like as we're having this conversation, one man's good is another man's bad is another man's ugly or useless.
Yeah, it's all pretty.
Like
it's all,
it depends on how invested in the thing you are.
I feel like with the new Star Wars though, like they got real nuts. Like you see commercials for like Star Wars lipstick.
Yeah,
and it's like,
well, that's what I was talking about.
New,
like
though.
It's like you it starts to just be stamped on everything to the point of it's like, well, I don't actually need that. Like to me, that kind of stuff starts to be different than like a time turner,
right? Which is
which
like
is like amazing.
Right,
you know,
cool,
it's like, oh my
yeah.
fucking god! Of course I want a time turner,
right?
But then, you know, I don't need a Harry Potter journal.
Well, there's a commercial running on my kids watch a lot of Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
And there's a commercial running on Nickelodeon now that it's the Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the setup, like it's Avengers Infinity War.
Okay.
So like it's, you know, Gamora and Iron Man with Doctor Strange, like
they're all hanging.
Same. It's a fucking Geico commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that's not like
some of the tie-ins are like, what?
Pervasive.
That's just like money grabs. That's just give me money, get me the money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
Which, beyond, I guess that's what it all is.
Yeah, but not like that. I mean, I don't know.
Like do I get the Avengers policy?
Right.
Is there an Avengers discount?
You should call and ask.
Yeah, you should.
I'm hearing about the Avengers policy, and they'd be like, what the fuck are you
I was scared and sad on a level of 8, so can I get an 80% discount?
Scared and sad.
But you know what I find is that, I got spoiled with Harry Potter, because it was like, well, I want a Gryffindor scarf, and...
Gryffindor!
I could go out and get a Gryffindor scarf.
Gryffindor!
And it was no big deal. But then there's other books that I love... That it's like, I would absolutely have, like, a Something Wicked This Way Comes shirt.
Yeah.
A Name of the Wind scarf.
I would love, dude, oh my god, you know what I want?
Sword.
Yes, you know also I want? His fucking cloak with the fucking pockets and shit in it.
Yo.
When he's describing that shit, I'm like, I want that motherfucker.
And the thing is, like, there is some, Name of the Wind and Kingkiller Chronicle merchandise out there. But not, like...
It's all Etsy. It's all...
Well,
yes.
There's Etsy, but when the movie comes out, go
well,
on, like, Think
true.
Geek or something.
Yeah.
Think Geek has, like, some pretty cool...
Are they making
cool...
a movie?
Yeah. It's going to be...
It's three. Being adapted into something.
Is it a show or a movie?
It might
movie?
Be a show. I don't remember.
Oh, no, you're right. Yeah, with Lin-Manuel Miranda. Yeah.
Is it a show?
It's. I think it's a Netflix thing.
Oh. Oh, really?
Or HBO. It's.
Hopefully it's HBO.
They're breaking it up into enough pieces.
Okay.
And it's, again, it's Lin-Manuel, so maybe he could get it.
Yeah. He's the guy who did...
Hamilton.
Hamilton, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, like...
He knows story structure, and he knows music, and I feel like it's one of those stories that if you left out, or if you sidelined the music, it would be to the detriment
There's
of the
There's a way
the
you can do it, and I don't know how.
My fear is it turns into, like... I don't want to say a musical.
My fear it's like going to be a musical, but also maybe it's going to be
like a rock opera.
Yeah, what's that fucking movie
with
Heath Ledger and they play Queen and it's like a Knight's Tale.
You shut your fucking mouth. That movie is a treasure.
My
a Knight's Tale is amazing, and I guarantee that fucking listeners will back me up on this one. That movie is incredible. You shut your fucking mouth. You will not speak ill of A Knight's Tale in this house.
Zane loves a
How
Knight's
dare
Tale.
You?
Did
How
you,
dare you?
Did you hear that? Zane loves a Knight's Tale.
Yo, listeners, what you did here
go to bat
is she legit got in his face. She stuck a finger in his face like she was going to punch him. Like she was getting ready to hit him.
I got punched like emotionally. That was a lot to deal with.
That movie is amazing.
I was scared and sad on the 8 skips.
I was thinking more like when they do when you started to worry about your fear is like when they do the musicals live.
Yes,
oh,
yes,
yeah.
Exactly like that.
Rocky
exactly
Horror Picture
like
Show.
Yes.
Live, starring Tom Holland and Uptown Funk Guy, whatever his name is.
Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars.
Uptown Funk.
We just listened to his whole catalog, which is two songs.
Also, Bruno Mars, total Jetsons character.
Bruno Mars is... Or he could be like a Star Wars, but the Mars would have to be like a Z.
And if it was the Flintstones, Mars. It would be Mars. Bruno Mars Rock.
Oh, boy.
Well, it's Flintstones. It's not that hard.
Bruno is a very Flintstone-y
name. Right? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it is. I'm just trying to think of, like, what are some other books? Like, I guess Hunger Games had, like, the pins and stuff, right? Like
Hunger Games had a bunch of stuff. I just, okay, I don't like they had, know
bows, they had bows and arrows, and they had...
Oh, they had the toys, yeah.
Like, the emaciated kid dolls, and the bags of coal.
What about, like, the Twilight franchise had a lot.
Oh, yeah, they had, like, those fake fangs, and then they also had the Twilight home pregnancy test. Where it tells you if your baby's a vampire or not.
Da Vinci Code had a lot of swag. Hey, Dan, we're doing a show.
Dan!
The Goosebumps books?
Awesome, dude.
Goosebumps?
Did they have a lot of merchandise?
He doesn't know what we're talking about.
I know he doesn't,
here.
But he
just wants to talk about Goosebumps.
Mouth the words Goosebumps to me, like, a bunch of times.
Creep yourself. We got lots of merchandise.
I don't know that there's a lot of Goosebumps merchandise.
I don't think I've
You're
ever.
In the right place.
eBay.com.
Shop where Dan shops.
No.
Don't believe me, just watch.
Don't believe me, just Goosebumps. Oh, man.
But I do, like, a lot of times I wish, because I like books. Like, the books that I love very intensely, I like in the same way that I like the bands I like and stuff.
Yeah,
you know, like,
want to wear the
of
thing.
Of course I want a shirt.
Oh, yeah.
And, like,
yeah,
of course I want a scarf or a messenger bag or something.
Yeah.
Like, I wish, and I understand why there isn't merchandise for more books, but, like, I wish that there was more because I would buy
it. It's weird. There's a weird, like, cutoff because, like, for books that are modern or contemporary, there's not a lot of swag because there's not a large audience for,
right.
like, Snow Crash action figures or... You know.
Oh, no, I mean, I get it. Like, logistically, I understand.
But the other part of it is that for books that are in the, what's it, public domain,
mm-hmm.
There is some merchandise. Like, you can buy a Catch-22 t-shirt or a 1984 magnet.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I mean. Like, yeah, but, like, your
this
reaction...
This is to remind me that oppressive totalitarianism... could be anywhere, even on my refrigerator.
Yay, capitalism!
Like, we have a series of board books in my house that are called, like, I think of this as book swag or merchandise. They're called Little Lit, mm-hmm. and one of them is, it's called a Sherlock Holmes primer, and it's all about sounds. So it's like the squish of boots, squish, squish, squish. Or there's there's a Don Quixote one that is like a bilingual story.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the Man of La Mancha, El Hombre de La Mancha, like on the same fold page. So like the stuff that's in the public domain, there's a shit ton of merchandise for,
that's
but you don't want it.
Yeah.
I also think that it's hard for books because like you can't see the thing that they're talking about in the book, so you're imagining it a certain way.
And I think that's my problem with Name of the Wind stuff.
Yeah.
Whenever I see like illustrations or something,
right.
I'm like, that's not right.
Yeah.
That's not how I imagine this character.
Way.
It's not okay.
Well,
I don't want that.
We were all screwed up by Skyrim, so I think we view fantasy through like a Skyrim-y lens a lot. I think all of us do here.
I did find fantasy before I found Skyrim.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, we do love it. Like, let's be honest.
No, I do. And
it's definitely like pushed us to like, well, this is how this should look, right? I think we all do it. I've noticed that we do.
I do find that I often wish things resembled Skyrim.
See?
I do have
finally
struggle with that a little
the
bit.
First step of overcoming a problem is admitting it.
Yeah.
Sean.
Yeah.
No, I think there is some...
Sean doesn't have a Skyrim problem.
I think there is something to what you're saying. I think that we have, on this show, and certainly in conversations before and after the show, likened the Game of Thrones TV series to Skyrim, where we go, you know, the City of the Dead.
It's snowy, it's cold.
But, like, I don't know that I put...
What's the City of the Dead?
The Bravos face, the Bravos.
Oh, is that the city of the dead?
I think of her.
The temple.
Is that what it's called? The temple with the white door or something.
It's called.
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called.
The white door temple.
In my brain, it's the temple of the dead.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make us go.
Yeah, I think it might be the many faces man.
It's the temple of the many faced god.
They call it the crib of the many faced man.
But it has that big black door or whatever.
Is it black or white?
Black and white. It's black and white.
Yeah.
Anyway, but what I was saying though is
it's not important.
I'm sorry. It's all as important as the rest of it. that like when I read The Name of the Wind, I didn't in my brain see it, Josh, as
I'm listening.
I know you are. Like I didn't see the College of Winterhold from Skyrim.
Right.
But like I can liken elements of it to that. But I can also liken elements of it to Tolkien or Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, sure,
or,
sure, sure.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. But I don't have a Skyrim.
What about, like a true not addict. Special editions, because I am a sucker for that kind of crap.
Oh, God, yes.
I'm not really.
Like, special covers and stuff like that.
Have you seen
books?
The...
Like, I lose my shit. Like, I am
Have you
I'm
seen the 25th anniversary,
buy...
whatever it is for Harry Potter? Like,
yes.
All the covers that go
I know,
together?
Yeah. I know, I know.
I didn't
I'm
see
fucking,
it.
I'm going to buy those books again.
Yeah,
right. How many of those books do you have?
Too many.
Yeah.
There are all these boxes over here.
It's what all the boxes are in my house. It's mostly just Harry Potter. But like,
what's your new address?
Would you go to high school?
123 Harry Potter Lane.
Wow,
that's weird.
It's locked out.
I guess
it
makes sense.
That's why I'm moving. but like, one that just recently got me that I'm like really trying not to buy is that cover of My Best Friend's Exorcism. That looks
the
like...
The VHS cover?
Yeah, the VHS
yeah.
cover. And
oh, yeah.
every time I go into a bookstore, I'm
the
like,
Doogie Horner
oh,
one.
Oh,
yeah.
God, I want to buy this.
Why don't you
it's
just
so
tweet
beautiful.
At Doogie Horner and tell him.
But my point is more just that, like, there's some stuff... It doesn't matter how many times I've read the book or whether I own it or not. I'm such a sucker for special editions.
The Name of the Wind special edition
mm-hmm.
with the red pages
mm-hmm.
and the all the quotes
yeah.
and
That's
the new
awesome.
Cover. It's
yeah.
fucking gorgeous.
I have a problem with special editions.
I'm not so much into that. And I never was with, like, movies either. Like, I was always like...
You didn't get, like, director's cuts and shit?
Yeah, but, like, only for stuff I really, like, want. Like, for,
I think
like...
what we're saying.
Like,
yeah.
Well, like the one I can think of that I have, I can't think of another one that I have, is Blade Runner. But that's because the theatrical version of Blade Runner is dog shit.
Right.
And so, like, I wanted the good version of Blade Runner and not, like, the shitty one. But, like, I don't know... And like since like DVDs aren't a thing anymore, like
yeah, it's hard.
I don't care. So.
My older brother bought me both the I don't know if you remember the Blade Runner briefcase.
Yeah, yeah.
The DVD
yeah.
briefcase.
Mm-hmm.
It's got like 8 cuts.
Yeah.
And he bought me there's a Matrix. It's like a clear Lucite rectangle, maybe a foot high and a foot and a half across.
Is it the thing that this thingy goes in? The thing.
What?
The
what?
Belly button thing?
No. It's got like a plastic Neo statue in it, and it's got 9 different DVDs in it. So it's...
For all 9 Matrix
it's
movies.
It's all 3 movies, and director's cuts, and the Animatrix.
I love the Animatrix.
Well, duh. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, stupid duh. I went and saw the movie Dreamcatcher in the movie theater so I could see The Final Flight of the Osiris.
Oh, my God.
Because it was... It was a short that ran before it.
My favorite one is when
that sentence means nothing to so many
that,
people.
That was like
every word of that shit in
Chinese. The people are like, what the fuck? This dude's talking crazy.
By the way, Dreamcatcher fucking sucked.
Yeah.
That movie's shit.
I didn't see it. I don't have the special edition of that either.
I didn't get the t-shirt.
What are some t-shirts that you would get, though?
You know what
book?
I wish I had? You know what I almost bought? This isn't book related, but when Fargo came out on DVD.
The show?
No, the movie. The original movie.
No Gene, no money.
Yeah. The original one came with... You could buy it, or you could buy the special edition, and the special edition came with a snow globe
mm-hmm.
that was Peter Stormare shoving
the guy in the
Steve Buscemi's leg into the wood chipper.
Oh, that's awesome.
And when you shook it, it was snow and blood.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I wish I had that. I break that at every Christmas. But I don't. My life is a lie.
Oh, all right. right.
Those things aren't connected.
Sounds... We still have the Animatrix.
Like it might be time for a break.
Let's take a break.
Okay. Welcome to Cracking the Spine, Owner of a Helipad, episode 102. I am the one they call me, Josh.
Owner of a helipad, knows better than the... I'm Sean.
Smell I'm Zane.
You wouldn't want to own a smellipad.
Nah, you wouldn't want that.
I feel like I'm in a smellipad currently.
You know what? I apologize as soon as I got here.
Do you want to tell them about your shoes?
Dear listeners, without getting into the nuts and the bolts of it, I'm wearing sandals that smell like skunks.
Is that what I'm smelling right now?
Yes. Yes, that's what you're smelling. I tried to tell you all.
I don't think it smells that bad, actually.
You're just used to it.
You're not sitting next to me.
I don't mind the smell of skunks, though. Is that weird?
I don't mind it. You're not my only friend who feels that way.
Who else does? Can you say?
Yes, my friend Colin loves the smell.
Oh. Where did Colin go to high school?
Fartent University. Skunk High.
Well, we the fighting skunks.
Colin and I slept in a fart tent together. So
was Colin there?
Was Colin there?
I don't.
Yeah, he was. Wasn't he?
I don't.
He had a Mustang.
It doesn't matter.
It's getting a little in here.
He had a Mustang. Sean smells bad.
Just my feet.
I don't care. I'm fine with it. I'm just trying to say.
And just for today.
Yeah, I mean, until next
when
time.
When I realized what it was, I decided to get rid of these shoes.
Well, good.
You could probably treat them with something.
Yeah, that's fire. Not going to happen. Yes, exactly.
Fire might help.
I could treat them with a landfill.
Trash shoes. Oh, that smell of trash, like, when it's, oh, it's, like, on the ground. It's
when you, like oh. When you, like, drop the bag into the can.
And it wops out.
Splash. They get a little splash.
Dude, I took my trash out today.
And that's, like, instant barf.
And I whiffed. I wafted it, and I was like, that's gross.
Yeah, I actually don't mind the smell of trash.
I don't mind the smell of trash more. I hate the smell of dishes more than trash.
Yeah, I can't do dish smell either.
Dishes is sick.
The smell of dishes. The sink, I can't do that.
Is that a smell?
Yes, it is.
It is. You guys let your dishes pile up.
No.
I wash dishes.
No,
as soon as
I let my skunk shoes pile up. I don't let my dishes.
Speaking of piling up. Speaking of piling
Facebook.
Up.
Facebook.
What are we doing?
Tweetbot.
Tweetbot.
Snap back.
No. Does,
I don't,
show me your back.
Back.
Show me your back. Now it's getting in.
Thank you again to Amy for sending
thank
us
you,
an email
Amy.
With some great show topics. Also,
how does she spell her name?
People do that thing.
A-I-M-E.
A-I-M-E-E.
I already said that name the regular way.
That is the regular way for her.
For her, right. But I meant
I mean, that's how she spells her name.
The way you see it mostly.
Well, that's not the way... I mean, the way she sees it mostly is the way she spells it.
So, thanks again. More people, send us emails.
Yeah, send us more emails. Kiss my butt.
Send us kiss my butt. To everyone who is asking, we are still trying to get things resolved on iTunes.
Yay!
It's working great.
It is going swimmingly, but...
Good job, Podomatic.
The issue seems to be isolated... To
iTunes. So if you have Spotify, you can get us on Spotify.
Yes.
If you go directly to Podomatic, you can get it for Podomatic.
So, and
well, Spotify's free
we know,
also. So.
We are aware, and we are trying to get it fixed. Also, fuck you, Podomatic.
Yeah. All of that is true.
My favorite thing about anything that we do ever is when we say fuck you to people. So I also want to say fuck you, Podomatic.
Yeah!
I just love that all of my interactions with Podomatic are like, I send them an email and a week later they're like, did you try to do the thing that you described doing in your email?
That's because
I write back and I'm like, yeah, that's the thing that I just told you I did.
Because a robot is responding
to
you.
No, actually, that's the worst part.
That's the worst part.
It's definitely a real person.
A human
I have been
robot.
Dealing with two people.
Yep.
I will not say their names this week or give out their email addresses
or their high school
this week, but I'm very clearly dealing with two people who, on the surface of things, seem like they're invested in getting this fixed.
Yeah, except they haven't fixed it yet, and it's over a month now.
It's 2 months now.
It's ridiculous.
So, you know, fun times.
Yeah.
Super fun times. Once again, we invite you all to blow their shit up.
Yeah.
Blow their shit
and
up.
And I mean that in a non-literal sense.
Yeah, blow them up with words.
Mail them skunk sandals.
Yeah.
Well, if only we could find a pair.
Now we're getting places.
Hey, the third caller wins a pair of skunk sandals brought to you by Sean's nasty ass feet.
All right. Why do they good smell like skunks? Yeah, dude. Why do they smell like skunks?
I think it's the leather. No, it was the leather.
There was actually a skunk in my yard, and I was working in the garden. No.
Did you step in skunk piss?
I think I did.
Well, then put tomato juice on your sandals to get skunked.
No, it's entirely possible
that you would have gotten
that yesterday my entire body smelled like it, which is why people noticed it.
That smell doesn't just wash off in the shower, dude.
Yo, my dad got sprayed by a skunk 2 times. We had to go sleep at my grandmother's house because it was fucking disgusting.
Like, that's what your dad told
you, Josh. Dude, you had to go to your grandmother's house for a million other reasons. And with that, we'll talk next week.
Check them out. Books. Check them out. At your library.